Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we've had a massive change in weather, and my sinuses are adjusting or not.
Oh, is it humid or?
I just got warm.
Oh,
Like
okay.
around 80 today, which is a big change from cool and rain.
Yeah. Wow. Bless your heart. So, how are you feeling?
Sinusy. Pain behind my eye.
Oh,
Not
sorry.
bad, but just,
Do your sinuses feel swollen?
a little bit. I don't think it's at the infection stage. I think they're just reacting.
Yeah. My reflexology lady that I love, she does a massage for the sinuses, like when we
Oh.
get a head cold or they feel stuffy.
I'll have to
And
look that up.
yeah, it's man.
Helen Chen Liu.
Yes, that's her name. When I've got it, I haven't had a head cold in years, thank God. But when I would get them and I couldn't breathe, I would, do that massage, and it would take about 10 minutes before it would actually kind of take effect. But boy, once it did, I could breathe, and so
Wow.
I could go to sleep. And then, when I'd wake up stuffy, I'd just do it again.
I need to find that one for
Yeah.
sure.
I am so sold on reflexology, and being able to heal our bodies and yeah. I wish that, I guess if there was one thing that I would have done differently growing up, it would have been to go more into that kind of field. It's not too late now. Because I take in every, things that Helen teaches, because I love how she's very hands-on. But I'm sure there are lots of other really, really good teachers out there, but knowing how to, you can go get a video from YouTube, and then you feel better. Well, it's everything. So how are the fur babies?
They are doing well at the moment. Mary's had a little reflux action, and
There's William. Look,
that
Matt.
sweatshirt he's been wearing is too warm. And so I had this, and I didn't think it fit, but it's okay.
A
So
t-shirt.
he doesn't have to wear a cone. Last night I took the sweatshirt off and made him wear a cone, and he to bed, and he didn't. It's just not. If you can avoid it, it's good. So.
Yeah, bless his heart. How much
Yeah.
longer will he have to wear it?
Tuesday, the stitches come out.
Oh, okay.
So that's not bad. It's just that it's
Yeah.
going to be in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
So
But
the
now
air
you.
conditioning is on.
That was my next question. You do have air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The apartment that Jessie moved into, after she moved into it, she found out it didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, no.
I didn't know that they even built anything in Colorado these days without air conditioning. It's the only building in the complex that doesn't have air conditioning.
That's bizarre.
It is. It really is. But
Did she put a window one in or?
she didn't, but she's gonna have to, because Landon has allergies, and when she has the windows open, it makes everybody's life miserable. So yeah, she's gonna have to. But anyway. Okay, so how was your week with regard to, moving more into what you want your routine to be? Were you able to figure some things out, or?
I think we're making progress. I had a happy accident yesterday. I played with paper all morning and I had the most relaxed, low stress day I can remember having.
Oh,
And it's
that's
like, okay.
wonderful. You know what they feel like.
I clearly have not been playing enough and worrying too much.
Okay. So you specifically mentioned worry. Are you guys best friends, you and worry?
Certainly have been. That was the responsible thing when I was growing up, and I have over the years tried to change it to concern, but worry was still there. I just have felt so overwhelmed with responsibilities and maybe stress more than worrying, but just the feeling that I've got to get too much more done than I have time for. Because and I have not been employing my worry angel lately, now that I think of it.
Well, that is the very last thing on the before sleep page of your journal. So
I have filled some in lately,
good,
more than I
good,
have
good.
in a long time.
Yay, we're gonna celebrate that. We're gonna celebrate that. Because I know how it is. I'll be on a roll and then next thing I know it's like, where's my journal? Where I don't even know where it is, you know? I was like, oh, this is no good. Oh, no, it is.
I bring it in so I can take notes.
Yeah, I actually have mine right here too. So you know that concern is also a fear energy, just like worry though, right? I was really surprised when I figured that out.
The fear energy.
That concern
Oh.
is as bad as worry. It's still a fear energy. You know, it's still something, it's still, well, it's not love.
Yeah.
It's not love. There, it doesn't feel good. There's an anxiety. It holds an anxiety. So you don't have to tell me, but think about it. What are the things that you're worrying about and you feel like you need to be concerned about? Things that, well, they must be somewhat how out of your control to improve in some way. Is that the case? Is it something like that or just too many responsibilities?
It's too many responsibilities, and I'm resentful because I'm getting dumped on with more stuff to do with the church without being asked. I'm just being told, and that does not sit right with me.
Oh. Okay. So
So
the universe is going to be forcing you to set some boundaries, it sounds
yeah.
like. Oh, that's never fun. But ultimately it's life changing.
Yeah.
Is there just no one else to do everything, or they just
Actually,
know
what
that
I've
you're
done is
responsible?
I've decided to not internalize it and do what I feel is right and forget the rest.
Oh, there you go. I love it. That's great. That's good. Wow. You know, when you can make that cutoff of, I don't want to say not caring, but yeah, you know, not carrying the responsibility, that's huge for your body
Yeah.
and for your confidence. You know, we want to keep everybody happy. And we don't have to do that. It's not our job. And it's hard to do something different. But when we do, it's life changing.
Yeah, the programming is pretty strong.
Yeah, it is.
I
So
see.
what action steps, other than doing what you feel is necessary or right, and then letting the rest of it go. Is that your main source of this is how I'm going to handle this, or do you have some other support tools?
Other people on the board have agreed with me that it wasn't appropriate. This happened, this is what, Thursday? So Tuesday, I think she dumped that on me, and then she started backtracking about what we needed to do and when we needed to do it. And two of the other board members were like, yeah, this is not something to worry about. And it's like, okay. So then the next morning was when I played with paper all morning, and I didn't, I had the most unanxious day I've had in a long time.
Now,
So
do you have a day? Can you do that for a whole day at least once a week?
well, if I do it if I do it all morning every day, that's really good.
Okay.
Because in the afternoon, I actually got some things done that I had been needing to get done, and they weren't stressful at all.
Okay. Okay.
So that is, if that keeps up, that's a great way to enjoy life.
Yes. Yes. So you keep a calendar or a day timer or a scheduler of some kind, right? Mm-hmm. And do you have in your scheduler that I'm just going to throw out there from 8 o'clock till 11:30, you're doing your paperwork, your fun time, or is it blank?
Well, what started me on it was when I started getting the hour of walk 3 times a week. That was when I could really focus on playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started playing before that happened. And then I started doing it every day. So, because the dogs will let me alone usually between like 9 and 10.
Okay.
So I've usually eaten breakfast and gotten dressed and gone through my email by 9. So,
Okay.
9 to 11:30 when we eat lunch.
I'm sorry, what time?
9 to 11:30 when we eat lunch.
Okay, so you have you have 9 to 11:30 that for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and is it in your day timer?
Well, I don't actually have a day timer. I have this calendar.
Okay, okay.
And so I just don't book anything. I try not to book any. I mean, occasionally I have to have a medical appointment in the morning, but mm-hmm. otherwise I don't book in the morning.
Okay. Well, why don't take your calendar and book, write it in there. 9 to 11:30 is your time for what do you call it? Your paper
it's crafts. It's paper crafts. Crafting.
Paper crafting. Okay. So from 9 to 11:30 is paper crafting. And you're anchoring that in the universe as your time.
And it's of course, just, you know, it's crafting because I might sew.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they're gone. But right now I'm doing paper crafts.
So of course you may have something that comes up that you have, like you said, a doctor's appointment that you have to schedule during that time. But for the most part, if you put that down for every day, that from 9 to 11:30, that's crafting time. And that's your time for joy to really anchor that feeling and that peaceful emotion for the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Do you love it too, Mash?
What?
Magic loves it too. he just keeps looking at me. He loves it too. So would you start that time with your journaling, or do you have the journaling done before you get into that time?
If I'm going to do the daily pages, I do them before I get out of bed.
Before you get out of bed. Okay. Okay. So if by chance you aren't able to get them done before you get out of bed, could you make that the first thing you do at 9 o'clock?
Oh, I would probably try to do it before 9.
Oh, okay. 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 Because we're going to talk
about... That's my desk time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Between breakfast and 9.
Okay. Because we want to talk about what is... Because you had asked about going over the guided journaling parts. So let's do that real quick. Do you need down?
I have puppy in lap, so I need to get myself maneuvered so I can take notes.
Okay.
I'd move my keyboard and that would help. Hi, sweetie. What a good boy you are. Oh, you are. You are such a sweetie. You are. Hello and welcome. There's the beginning. Okay.
Okay, so maybe if you want to just go to one of the blank
notes pages.
Well, go to one of the journaling pages so you can make the notes there as we go. And then, you know, then maybe if you have any questions, we can talk about them.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we always want to, I like to put the day and the date on there because it helps me figure out what day it is. Sometimes it takes a minute to figure it out, but that's just me.
Day of the week as well as the date, because the date's on there.
So the very first thing we do is I give thanks for this perfect day. And that, you know, it's just, it's an affirmation to set the day of gratitude.
And you actually recopy that.
Actually, I do. And I write it across the top of the margin, across the top of the page.
Okay.
And you know, as I'm writing that, something else may come up that, you know, I give thanks for this perfect day. I give thanks for money that's come to me today. I give thanks for, my brain just goes blank, you know. Gosh, there's all kinds of things that I write.
Yeah, reading, whatever.
Yeah, once you start writing, it all starts to flow. And it really helps to ground your gratitude, you know, and help you to get into that state of gratitude. Now, I know, you know, we're all grateful for so many things, but have you felt like you've been able to be that state of being, not just a, you know, well, I'm grateful for whatever, but I guess that's a silly question because you have the dogs. And I know that your heart just overflows when you think of the dogs. And that's that state of being. And that's where we want to be all the time. So when you're, you know, setting your crafting time in the mornings, that should really help you and support you to reach that state for more than just, you know, looking at the dogs, thinking about the dogs, and make it your state of being for the whole day. So we want to, when you do the journaling page, that's the first thing we do is we're looking at gratitude. And then the second section is I accept what my life is in this moment. And this section is really important because as a percentage, probably for the most part, you know, we want something better. And that's okay to want something better because, you know, we live in a world that's harsh and we want to feel that love vibration. We may want something better in our lives at some area of our life that we want to improve. And when we want something different than what we have, we've got this internal battle going on.
Of not, you know, having.
Yes, of not having. And consciously we want something. The superconscious is saying, yes, you can have that. That's in your field of potentiality. And then your subconscious is going, no, 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 you can't have that. Remember what happened last time we wanted something like this? So when we accept what our life is in this moment, it stops all that battle. Mm-hmm. Can you hear Magic about barking?
No.
Okay, I have to go get him because it's treat time and he didn't get it.
Sweetie, you're hot. Do you want to get down, little bear? You're so hot. Oh, baby bear. I love you. This sweater's hot, I know. Just pull it up a little bit. You don't need the whole thing. You don't need the whole thing. Poor little bear. Your coat's all messed up. Yeah, your coat's all messed up because you've been wearing a sweater. Yeah, you're so adorable. Yes, I love you. I love you.
Okay, I got him. He's not happy about it. I got him that puzzle for treats, and I've been giving it to him at 7 o'clock. So now he knows what time 4 o'clock is, and he knows what time 7 o'clock is. So then the next segment is I accept and use my power. Because when we've accepted that what our life is in this moment, and we've stopped that internal battle, then we want to open that way of accepting the power we have within us to do something different. And it, you know, depending on what day it is, there's no telling what you might write there. You know, you can, like, even with I accept what my life is in this moment, when you've moved into gratitude, a lot of times after the accepting what my life is in this moment, you know, limitless just flows right out of my pen, you know, because then I do feel limitless. You know, anything that I want can be possible. And then accepting and using the power, it can be for whatever you want to create that day. It could be just, I have a peaceful, lovely day. It could be whatever you want to do. It could be something you want to manifest. I have the power to. And it's moving into that energy. It's identifying something that you want to use your power for. And when we accept the use of that we have the power to do something different, and we choose something, and you know, you don't have to choose something, but if you do choose something, when you make the choice, you can feel in your body if there's any resistance, which is really important. You know, we know that we have a truth center, you know, where we, if somebody says something, we know, yes, that's true. Or they say something and we think, no, I know that's not true. Like if they said, their grass is purple. Well, you know, grass isn't purple, you know? So, you know, that's not true. So you're going to feel that in your body that, no, that's not true. They might believe that, but it's not true. So when you're writing out, I accept and use my power, if you feel that uncomfortable energy in your body, you know that there's something about that statement, that what you're writing out, that you're not in full belief of. And that's an opportunity to look at why. Why am I feeling this feeling? Oh, okay. Oh, I got this bill last week, and now I'm kind of freaked out about how I'm going to pay it. Well, if that's the case, then you need to look at, okay, the universe is going to provide for me, because the universe always does. You know, the money's going to come for this. Or if somebody upset you, I mean, like what happened on Tuesday, you know, then you can, if you have any residual feelings that are uncomfortable, then you can look at them and overcome them by infusing all of that with love. So it gives you an opportunity to identify in your body how you're feeling. When you write out, I accept and use my power to, you're going to feel an energetic charge if you're uncomfortable about something. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it flows really well.
Yes. And then the next segment does the same thing. You know, almost all of the segments in this, in the journal pages, will, they also, no matter what it is that they actually say, they also support you to identify the energy in your body. You know, mm-hmm. like whether you're feeling resentment or anger or frustration or feeling overwhelmed or stressed. And we want to move out of those and move back into the love vibration. But if we don't know we're having those feelings, then we won't be taking any action steps to change it. So when we write in the journal, when we're paying attention to how our body is feeling as we're writing, we have a front row seat to what's really going on in the mm-hmm. back. So the next segment being, I consciously choose to be love energy, gives us that opportunity to consciously choose how we want to feel today instead of defaulting to whatever the dominant energy was in our subconscious yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if we woke up this morning, we started worrying about something, you know, because that's our MO. If there's a problem, that's what we're going to think about when we first wake up. So this gives us an opportunity to change that energy and look at it. And then the next line is, I infuse my day and my life with love. I mean, you know, Florence teaches us to bless situations and people to improve an outcome or to create a higher outcome. And when we go all the way to really infusing it with love, that love of the highest order, when we can get there, then no matter what happens that may be of a lower vibration of fear, we're up here in this vibration of love. And then we can't engage. We can observe, and we're not reacting from fear because we're in the love vibration. And we want to sustain that throughout the day as best we can. And when we've infused the day with love, when we've really done that, you know, from our heart, it changes the day that started out with worrying about a problem. And then the next line, I magnetically attract experiences of love energy. It gives us a vision. You know, we move into a state of possibility, limitless possibility, because we can identify with being a magnet for something better. And then if there's something specific, you can go ahead and write it out there. And again, as you're writing something out that you want to experience, if you're feeling resistance in your body, then you know that, wait a minute, there's an energy here that I need to observe. I need to look at it. Why do I feel this uncomfortable in my body? Why? What is this? And, you know, there have been times that just through these exercises, I've learned, oh, wait a minute, I know what that is. And you feel that energy and realize that it's something that's been running in the background for years. And all of a sudden you recognize it because, you know, it becomes such a part of us that it's not something abnormal. But when we're writing this out, it starts to feel uncomfortable and we start looking at it and going, oh my gosh, I've been carrying this around for years and I don't want to do that anymore. So it gives us that opportunity. Then the next segment is Infinite Spirit, open the way and show me the action steps to. If there's something you're wanting to manifest, there's something that you want to do specifically in the day, maybe you're going to meet with somebody and you want it to create that higher outcome, you know, asking your angelic team, God, Infinite Spirit, to show you your action steps. And then be open to what comes to you. And as you're writing that, those action steps may pop in your head. Mm-hmm. The only action step may be to just hold that energy of love. But as we're writing, a lot of times things will start to pop in. And again, if you're writing about something that you want to experience, if you feel that resistance energy in your body, you'll know, wait a minute, I need to look at this because I'm feeling, for some reason, I feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy, or something awful happened before when I tried to do this, you know, whatever it is, you know, look at, why am I feeling this resistance energy? And then the next one, next segment is I consciously direct my subconscious power to manifest this or better. And I feel the energy of manifestation complete. Well, that first sentence, you know, Florence teaches us that our subconscious is power without direction. You know, when I've read that thing like 100 times, probably 1,000 times. And then a couple years ago, I read it and it just hit me. It's like, oh my God, subconscious power. We don't give it direction. When we can fully transform the unforgiveness, the resentment, the anger, you know, all those energies from past experiences, when we can transform those to love, then our subconscious power is already at that level of love. I'd love to be there. I want to get there before I leave the planet, but.
Well, you're there. You're just not there all the time.
Exactly. 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 So we want to be there all the time. But the more we practice it, the better we get at it, and the longer we can stay there. And then to manifest this or better.
So, and you actually copy that out.
I do. Uh-huh. I do. You know, and I'll even circle this or better. And I, you know, it looks, if I was using a red pen, it looked like somebody bled all over the page. You know, because I'm writing everywhere, you know, things pop in my head and I'm writing them down. And, you know, it's just anchoring that energy. It's anchoring those thoughts. And it's claiming that energy. And as the more we write, you know, we become that energy. So, you know, a lot of times, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid and I was journaling, it was all about how everything sucked, you know. so-and-so made fun of me or whatever, you know, and I got embarrassed or, you know, whatever it was. And, you know, this journaling, that's not what this is. This is about taking that energy and transforming it to something better and creating something better. So as we're writing and changing that energy, we're anchoring it because, you know, we've got the thought and that energy is flowing through the pen and we're actually putting those words, those thoughts, those feelings into words on paper and anchoring that energy. So this or better, and it help, it opens that way for us to then move into that energy of what it feels like for that to have already happened. And there again, it may open the door to the action steps to cut, to shake loose. Okay, I know what to do. Let's give this a try. And even if an action step doesn't work to move you to where you want to be, it could be the stepping stone that gets you there. And then the dearest angels, please, that can be your prayer about anything for the day. For the last, well, since I created this journal, I've always written, I've asked the angels to please surround me with their diamond steel force field shield, that shield of protection that's filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy that deflects negativity and all viruses. You know, I write that out and it helps me to feel so much more empowered, that I'm really safe. But you can write whatever you want right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next section is, it is safe to be me. You know, we've all mastered fight or flight survival mode. We know how to do that really, really well. And at the bottom of that is not feeling safe. So if you write right here, after going through gratitude and moving to the love vibration, if you get down to it is safe to be me and you feel resistance in your body, you need to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I feeling this resistance? Something's telling me that I don't really feel safe. But when you write it and you really do feel safe and it feels really good, then, you know, all right, I'll go and continue to write. It's safe for me to be happy. It's safe for me to be wealthy. It's safe for me to have fun. It's safe for me to teach a class. It's safe for me to say no. It's safe for me to say yes. Whatever pops in my head, you know, I'll write that out and anchor it. It's safe for me to be healthy. And then I breathe deeply, just helps to remind us to take those deep breaths and retrain that vagus nerve so that we have that better coherent thought processes and align our heart and our minds. And then the next section is, I will remember to use my chaos flesh energy system if I need it. That's just putting that superpower tool right out there. And I don't write that out.
Put a new note up where the other one fell down. Right there.
Well, I don't write that one out. I'll just check it. And then I will check in and be aware of my energetic vibration. That is so, so important. Mm-hmm. And I'll just check it. But if I'm having a very full day, you know, I might write it all out completely to help remind me that I really want to be aware of my energetic vibration. Because when we do a check-in, where am I right now? Well, oh my gosh, where did this feeling of this yinky feeling come in? When did I get this? Oh, an hour ago when I checked that email. And I didn't catch it then. Well, I don't want to feel like this the rest of the day. And then, of course, signing and dating. And then if we go to the before sleep journal page. Well, we've had a day. So if we go into listing three things that we're grateful for today, as we're writing out what those three things are, whatever they are, if there's a huge shift in energy to feel that gratitude, that is a clear sign that we were vibrating in a fear energy. Ooh, why was I feeling that? Now that will show us too the third section. Let's talk about the second one real quick. I took deep breaths today. Either we did or we didn't. So you mark that. And then I commit to breathing deeply. So it gives us another chance to commit to breathing deeply. But the third section, today I learned this about myself. So if there was a huge energy shift in the first one from to thinking about what we're grateful for, then we know we were in a vibration of fear. We weren't in the love vibration. Okay, why was I that way? Mm-hmm. So this third section, I wasn't feeling the love vibration. It took me a minute to get into the gratitude. Well, what happened? What caused that? Because I started my day out in the love vibration. And then you can think back to what happened. And clearly, I didn't use my tools because I didn't pull myself out of it when I got there. I wasn't aware of it. I didn't check in with myself either. But you don't beat yourself up. You just look at, okay, this is what happened. Now I can infuse this situation with love and change this energy. I can open the way for a higher outcome if it was with somebody else, or maybe it was just yourself. You know, maybe, you know, you got a bill in the mail, or I don't know, maybe you talked to somebody and they weren't very nice and it's not somebody that you normally talk to. So it really doesn't matter, but it made you feel bad. So we can infuse that, whatever it is, with love and change that energy. So if we write about not so much how something sucked or was awful, but, oh, this happened. So now I can, this is what I'm doing to change that. We may learn something about ourselves like, oh, I was so much stronger than I have been because when this happened, I didn't react like I would have 6 months ago. I was able to respond from a calm space instead of getting angry. And that's when we know, when we start seeing that, when we're journaling at the end of the day, we start to see this pattern of how we're getting better, how we're becoming more aware of our energy. And that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then the next section, infinite spirit in deepest gratitude, I thank you for. It gives us a little opportunity to think about something that we want that we can write about as if it's already happened. You know, we have the full journal pages, the gratitude manifesting game boards. We have those. But this is something we can do every day to just, maybe there's one thing that we just want to anchor again with the universe. It's not like we don't think we're going to get it, but we're just visioning this has already happened. So it gives us that opportunity to vision and go into that energy, because, you know, what energy we're putting out to the universe is what we're going to be attracting back to us. So it gives us that opportunity to sit in gratitude about something that we want, that we already have, that came in. Just say you want a new car, that you, the new car is in the garage or it's in the driveway. And when you sit in it, it feels like this. When I drive it, it feels like this. You know, I'm excited to put the dogs in it and take them down to the park, you know, whatever it is, you know, they each have their little seat, you know? So, you know, you can write about what's already happened. And then the next section, you know, we're always wanting to know how it's going to happen. So this takes that need to know how away. I didn't know how I would do this, but I did it anyway. I manifested this or better. And when, you know, when you write that this or better or this and better, maybe I it was something that I knew I was going to do. It's going to happen. This and better. It takes all that pressure off, you know? And then the journal doesn't have it, but I want to add, I wake up happy. So if you can remember to just add that in there, I wake up happy. It really, you know, it anchors something. It anchors that energy. And then, of course, the last one is my worry angel is employed. And sign and date. Did you have any questions or thoughts about any of these things?
No, it was just helpful to go through it again, because I remember somewhere I have notes from when you did that in the last group. But it's really helpful to go through it again and like, yes, this is the part you copy over. And obviously the more time you spend with it, the more good you'll get out of it. It's funny, I do wake up happy because these characters are right there snuggling me. And every day when I get out of bed, it's like, we are gonna have a wonderful day today. We're gonna love each other all the way through it. It's gonna be a great day. You know, even if I don't necessarily feel it at that time, I'm always declaring it.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, not everybody does that. Not everybody does that. So that's wonderful that you do. Okay. So what about the commitment? You're good on the commitment game board and the weekly progress game board.
I have not done that.
Maybe my legs
lately. So
I've never been.
It's pretty self-explanatory, though.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan of the commitment game board, but you know, in the past, but I am now because I get excited about being. I feel like I can actually commit to myself now. Where, you know, when I was in Colorado, it was like my life wasn't my own.
Yeah,
it always felt like I was walking on such eggshells that, you know,
you were
like I had no control. But yeah. At least now, you know, writing out, I commit to myself that, well, just like with you, committing to yourself that from 9 to 11:30, barring, you know, hidden conditions, you're going to do your crafting. You know, that's a huge commitment to yourself that you'll be reaping rewards from that every day. That'll be wonderful. And I love the weekly progress game board because in looking back at the week, it never ceases to amaze me. The things that happened that maybe I didn't use my power, but then I course corrected it. Or maybe I did use my power and opened that way for that higher outcome and didn't even realize it. You know, maybe I forgot to write about it in the daily journal, or maybe I was busy and I didn't do the daily journal, but I did the weekly report and it's like, whoa, okay, wow, this happened. I got to start writing in this again. <You know? laughs> So it makes a big difference. And that gratitude manifesting game board, that can become such a magical thing.
You know, and you don't have to keep filling it out. You can just go back and reread every day.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, have you done the vision board things? Have you have done that exercise? Mm-hmm. We did a whole book of those with like one page for each affirmation. That was the process I used when I was manifesting Michael. But I look at that now and it's like, it still speaks to me. It's still, you know, that was 30 years ago.
That's because you put so much energy into it. That's exciting because isn't it a magical experience? I mean, not just experience, but it's carrying through. So how did you do that exactly?
Well, it was a class we were in at Unity. And As I recall, we came to class like an hour early and worked on these. They're called I Am books. And each
Okay.
page it's like I am. And then you paste something that's a picture that represents what you want, or you put affirmations in it. But mine was, a three-ring binder about like that. By the time I finished it, and I still get it out, and it's great, And at the time, I wasn't using great craft materials. I was using construction paper, which doesn't hold up all that well, but just things I cut out of magazines. But it's amazing how powerful it is, and the stuff still speaks to me.
You know what, and that's just like the section in the Infinite Spirit and Deepest Gratitude I thank you for in the Before Sleep page. You're doing that same thing, just on a smaller scale. You know, it's not dedicated one whole page dedicated to it, but the more you can, one of the things that Joe Dispenza was teaching in one of the class things I was watching, he took like an initial. He was talking about his kid, his son, who wanted he had talked his kid into traveling through Europe when he had left a job, and deciding what he wanted to do next. So the kid's running out of money, so he's talking to his dad, and instead of his dad saying, "Well, I can give you some money to tide you over," he says, "Well, now's a good time to put your manifesting skills to work." So he wrote a J for his job, and then he circled it with the energy. Here, let me show you this. This is so freaking cool. Okay, I think I did it backwards, Jay, so you can see it properly. Okay, so those swirly things around it, that's your energy that you broadcast out. Okay. So this was like his job. He wanted his job. So it was like, okay, well, how much money did he want? On the left side, he wrote number one, and it was how much money he wanted to make, whatever it was. Number two, it was what kind of job did he want? Well, he was a surfer. So he wanted to, and he was an engineer, I think. He wanted to combine the two somehow. I don't know. A three was he wanted to be able to work from home, I think, or close to home. Doesn't matter. Anyway, he had this list of things. And then like the last item was he wanted to love what he did. And then on the other side, well, how would you feel if you had all of these things? So he would feel grateful. He would feel freedom. He would feel empowered. He would feel confident. He would feel happy. And he would love his life. So he wrote it all out. And then he says, I can't remember what the kid's name was. It's like Trace or something like that. He says, so Trace, can you sit every day and look at this and get into the energy of it, of how exciting it would be to have this life? He said, yeah, Dad, I could do that. So the kid went and he got back to the States because he'd been, I don't know, he's in New Zealand or somewhere. He gets back to the States and decides to go, I think it was to Santa Barbara, and meet with his friends because they used to always go, I don't remember if it was surfing or skiing. Anyway, doesn't matter. They all went with his college buddies, and it must have been surfing because he went into a shop looking at the boards and he ran into somebody and they started talking. And next thing he knows, this guy offers him the job, making more money than he wanted, doing exactly what he wanted, working from home or close, wherever it was. And he still tells his dad, I can't believe they pay me this much money to do something I love so much. You don't have to go get it. Once you put the energy out there and you immersed yourself in that energy, it happens. You're in the right place at the right time. I used to tell Fred this all the time, that if he would be in the vibration of getting jobs. That, you know, he might be at Village Inn having breakfast and somebody walks in that he knows and they see each other and they start talking and he gets this big job where otherwise he'd have been sitting there with his head down and they wouldn't have seen each other. You know,
yeah.
It's about being in that energy of what you want to experience and it flows to you instead of you having to force it and make it happen. Joe Dispenza also told a story. This was so funny. He was trying to think. I think he was getting on a plane. Yeah, he was. He was getting on a plane, I think. And he ran into this woman. And he likes red wine. He runs into this woman. And they start talking. She loves what he does. She gives him a business card. Call me when, whatever it was. So he takes the business card. And he's excited about, you know, getting to talk to her. She's from Italy. She has a winery in Italy. So next thing you know, he can't find the business card anywhere. And I don't know if he couldn't remember her name or what, but anyway, he had no way of reaching her. So he asked the universe to bring him another card. Bring him another card. And he goes to Italy and he puts on this event. And he's staying in this hotel that's packed with people for his event. And he's downstairs in the lobby. And this woman comes running over to him. And it's the woman he met on the plane. And he starts talking to her. And he says, are you here for my event? And she goes, no, I had this hotel booked a year ago because she was there for some kind of wine conference. And anyway, so she got the room. And she says, well, you never called me. He says, well, funny story. He says, I lost your card. So she whips a card out and gives it to him. And then they did stuff together. But, you know, asking for the card and then running into her again like that, you know, I mean, the world's a big place. But when you put stuff out to the universe and you don't have any fear around it, you just have that joy and that excitement of it, things happen. Okay. So we're going to talk more about this. This is fun. This is what my vision board looks like.
Okay.
It's got pictures like this of what I want, and then why I want it, and then how I want to feel with that. So do you have any questions or any thoughts or anything you want to talk about for sure?
Well, interestingly enough, I had one aha, and then another one came from that. The house is now decluttered enough that I can envision what it can look like. It was so bad before that I just stayed stuck. And then, so that was pretty exciting right then.
Yeah.
Then I realized, so our mother was a perfectionist and she was always looking for something physically wrong that she would take us to get fixed because she was really into perfection. And so I sort of have had this vision of myself with as a person with health challenges that I'm handling really well. I'm doing really well with them. And it's like, I don't need to have health challenges. I don't need that.
Oh, bless your heart.
And Dispenza is like, you know, you can heal anything. It's like, okay, I'm going to stop. You know, I'm going to stop looking for flaws and just start affirming radiant health again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, programming. Wow.
So strong. Yeah, my sister and I, when we talk, it's like, she was doing her best. She was raised in the depression and poverty in Arkansas, and she got herself out of it, and her goal was to have her kids have a better life, and by golly, they were going to college and they were going to succeed and they were going to heavy price. I mean, I wouldn't be the person I am without her, but it was a heavy price.
Yeah. Where in Arkansas did she live? Do you know?
Near Stuttgart.
Stuttgart. I know the name, but I'm not sure where it is. Do you know what part of the state it's in?
I want to say it's south of Little Rock, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I would have guessed. That's where I would have guessed.
I
Wow.
haven't been there in since way before I joined the army, so
Yeah. Wow.
it's the 70s probably.
So you were in Arkansas in the 70s. That's where I would, that's when I was growing up here. I remember if we played football with people from teams from Stuttgart. We might have. Mark Tree, I went to school in Mark Tree, and 3,000 people with one stoplight. They didn't even have a stoplight when, but it wasn't even in the town. It was out on the bypass.
Well,
So.
she went to high school at Little Rock, what is now Little Rock Central. It was the only Little Rock high school, but she went to live with an aunt so that she could go to high school.
Oh gosh. I remember thinking I was being cheated on my education, depending on which class it was. I had a couple of teachers that were really good and they pushed you. And then there were other classes that I really wanted to get more out of, and it was there was nothing to get, you know. But anyway, doesn't matter. Here we are today.
Yes.
Here we are today.
And it's a good place to be. And so, we look, Michael and I would look back on our past and say, well, certainly wouldn't choose that, but it got us where we are. And this is a pretty good place to be.
You know, in that movie that Quigley Down Under that Magic's always watching, that I always put on for him, there's one part where they're on a horse together. You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
Well, she starts asking him, "Do you know where we going? Where we're going?" He says, "Nope." She goes, "Are we lost?" He goes, "Nope." And she goes, "Are you sure?" You know? And he goes, "Don't know where we're going, but there's no point in being late." And so they just keep going on, you know. And you think back to some of the things that you see like that, or you read, where life was so uncertain. And we get bent out of shape about being cut off in traffic, you know. We're fine. Nobody got hurt. And it's not the end of the world, but I'm going to be upset about this, you know, or something, you know, something silly. Well, it doesn't seem silly at the time, but in the bigger scheme of things, it's nothing. We just, and the modern luxuries we have
That we take for granted.
that we take for granted. You know, I've been reading some of these, romance books that go back to 1200s, 1300s, 1500s, and like they're time travelers, you know. Some of it's really good and interesting and well written, and some of it's like, oh my God, I spent 3 hours reading this. You know, what a waste of
I'll
my
never get
time.
back.
Yeah. But you think about, you know, glasses. You know, if you didn't get to you
They don't care.
Oh, and then there's that. Oh, yeah, they didn't even brush their teeth. They used mint. They used mint.
Have you read Li the Lynn Curlin time travel ones? Those are kind of fun.
No, I haven't. What's the name?
The author's name is Lynn Curland, Curland. They're just fun. They're not. I mean, parts of them are realistic, but parts of them are, but they're fun.
You know, it's interesting what I look for in a book. You know, I want it to be well written, and there are catchphrases that they use and they repeat it, and it's like I just can't go any further because I don't. If I see that word one more time, I'm just gonna scream. You know, humor's good. You know, sometimes they get kind of graphic. Man, there's the full range out there, which has really amazed me. It
Yeah,
shouldn't.
there's no graphic stuff in Lynn Curlin's book. books.
Yeah, it's surprising. But at the same point, you know, it's, I mean, you watch a movie, you know, you watch an R-rated movie and, you know, they get pretty graphic sometimes. But anyway. Okay, well, Gail, sounds like you've had some wonderful breakthroughs this week.
It's been a good week. Yes.
Awesome.
And okay. I will look up Helen Chen Liu on the sinuses.
Yeah, do that. And, you know, I can just tell you that she would just, you know, she would massage just gently, you know, just gently putting the pressure all the way across here and up, because I guess they're up here too. I'm trying to think. She would just put her fingers on the face and gently press and going all the way across. But you should probably, I guess you should probably watch it to see how many times she says to do that. But, you know, and being able to do hand reflexology, you know, because, I mean, gosh, you can do that while you're watching TV or, you know, talking to somebody on the phone. You know, you can, because you can reach your hands. Sometimes you can't reach your feet, but you can sure reach your hands. And I love that. I want to look up, there's, I know she's got to have some for anxiety, you know, because
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I want to pull that into what we're doing, you know, so that we can do, and we can just sit here and do it together, you know, whatever it is, if it's something
great
on our
idea.
Hands. Yeah. Okay. Well, if there's not anything else that you wanted to address specifically, we could complete.
All right. We'll go get dinner.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Somebody's hungry.
Magic's going to want his treats. Okay, hon. Well, this has been lovely. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
And if anything comes up, be sure and reach out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.